Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Lamed. We're starting with the Mishnah at the top of the Yomid. We're all familiar with the essence of the Mishnah because we have quoted Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha several times over the last few days. What does the Mishnah say? Zokta Tanakam, Ho'imer Ish Ploini Yirasheni, B'mokim Shiyesh Bas. A person has a daughter, no sons. He has one daughter, perhaps many daughters. Obviously, according to the Torah, Ishkiyomas uven ein loy lavartimus nachlasa levitoi. You go and give the nachla to the bas. But he didn't want to give the nachla to the bas, for whatever reason. And therefore he designated someone else. He said, Oime ishploin yirashagi. Rishbam says we could even be talking about somebody else in the parsha, not the parsha of Shiduchim, but in the parsha of nachlois, such as a brother, or such as the father, someone else who would not immediately go and be Yoresh, because the immediate Yoresh or Yoreshes is the Baas. He, however, said, I don't want my Baas, I want my brother. Okay, what happens if he says, Biti Tirdesheni Mimakam Shiyesh Ben? He has Bonim, he has sons, but he's not interested in giving to the sons, he wants to give it to his daughter. Can you do that? Says the Tanakam, Loi Omar Klum, this is garnished, zero. Why? You have to first give to the ben, and if there's no ben, then you give to the bas, and if there's no bas, then you give to the av, and if there's no av, you give to the ach, and so on and so forth. But he didn't say that. Now, mind you, from the previous Mishnah, we said, if you use the Lashon Matana, that would work. In fact, it would work not only for another family member who's once removed, but even for an acher totally. Mr. John Smith, I want to give him my entire Yerusha, if he gives it in Loshon Matana, it's Chal, it's no problem. But here he didn't say Loshon Matana, he said Loshon Yerusha. I'm Ishploini Yerushaini, I want my brother to Yarshin me, even though he has daughters. I want my daughter to Yarshin me, even though I have sons. Says the Mishnah Le'amaklum. You can't go against the Torah. The Torah says, if you're using Loshon Yerusha, it's got to be in the order of the Nachlis. Rabbi Yochanan Broika Oimer, Im Omer Al Misha Roili Yorshoi, Dvorav Kayomen. What does that mean? Poshipshat, as we've learned in the last few days, Rabbi Yochanan Broika is talking about a person who has multiple sons, and of those multiple sons, just throwing out an example, five sons. Among those five sons, four of them, Baruch Hashem, are wealthy, and they have plenty of money. I don't have to give them any money, Baruch Hashem. They're better off than I. However, my middle son, number three, he's unfortunately having a difficult time with Parnassa, and I want to give him all of the Yerusha. So said, Yerichon Breika, Im Omer Al Misha Ro'i Liyarshai. He is among the set of people that would Yarshin from him today, meaning it's one of his sons. Then it works. Val Misha Ein Ro'i Liyarshai, but if it's someone that's not Ro'i Liyarshai, Pasha means a even a bas bein habanim, she's not royal Yorusha because he has banim, ain't the bar of kayamim, then this Yerusha does not work. Now, if you notice, there does not seem to be a machloikis between the Tanakama and the Birchon Mambroika. What do you mean? I see the Tanakama says Liyamaklum, and the Birchon Mambroika says the bar of kayamim. Yeah, but they're talking about two different cases. And the Gemara is medayik. In the Reisha Tama, the Acher b'mokim bas, u'bas b'mokim ben. That's when the Tanakhama says, Loi Omar Klum, he's Masnama Shakosa Batoira. Taking the second case, which is the easier case perhaps, if he has Bonim, and he says, I don't want to give the Bonim, I want to go and give the Bas. The Torah says, no, you only give the Bas from Mokum Shein Bonim. So then I understand why, says the Mishnah, Loi Omar Klum, he's Masnama Shakosa Batoira. However, is the Chmashma, Ha Ben Bein Habonim, Ubas Bein Habonois, if he had multiple kids, and he said, one of my boys should go, and not all five, only one of my five should go in Yarshin, or one of my five daughters should go in Yarshin, would be Masha Dvar of Kayamin. Because that's the deal, right? Stavka, because he said, Acher b'mokim bas, or bas b'mokim ben, he's Masha Kosu b'toyre. It's Mashma from that, if you would say, ben ben abonim, or bas ben abonis, it would work. Aha. Ema Seifa, what did Rabbi Yochanan Breika say? Rabbi Yochanan Breika Aymer, Im Omer Al Misha Royli Yorshe Dvarav Kayamin. So Lechai, what he's saying is, if he is singling out a particular person who's in the set of Misha Royli Yorshe, Ben, Bein Habonim, Bas, Bein Habonis, Hainatanakam. So aren't they saying the same thing? So what's the Machloikis? Azoi Freitimar. So says the Gemara, v'chitema, perhaps, Rabbi Yochum and Broika, afilu acher b'mokim bas, u'bas b'mokim ben ka'omar. When Rabbi Yochum and Broika says in our Mishnah, al misha roi liyarshoi, doesn't mean necessarily the one that's roi to yarshin today in this particular situation. It means someone that under normal circumstances is within the parsha of Yerusha. Meaning, let's take the case of the bas bein habbonim. This fellow has sons. And therefore, if he would go and say about a daughter that she should go and yarshin, no good. Ein dvar of kayomim. I mean, that's the poshup shat in the Gemara. That's the poshup shat in the Mishnah. Im omra al misha roi li yarshoi, dvar of kayomim. Ben bein abonim, it would be good. Al misha ein roi li yarshoi. A bas bein abonim, ein dvar of kayomim. It would not work. That's how the Gemara learned it until now. But perhaps, says the Gemara, no. What the Mishnah is telling us is, when he says, Al Misha Roy Liyarshay, it doesn't mean that he's Roy Liyarshay Basher Husham in this situation. It means, in general, this person would have a right to Yarsha. So what does that mean? Bas Bein Habonim situation. Maybe that's what the Yochum and Broika is saying is. Since the Bas is Roy Liyarshin, not today, because Baruch Hashem he has sons. But Chalil, if the person did not have sons, or if all the sons had perished and predeceased him, and therefore, and they had no children, and no children, no Einiklach, and therefore he has no Abbas, then she would be in the Parsha, she's Roy Liyarshin. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yochum of Broik is coming to be Moisif on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says that Abbas bin Habonim, Loy Omar Klum, says Rabbi Yochum of Broik. No, since Abbas is Re'uyo Liyarshay, not today because Baruch Hashem he has Banim, but if he would not have had the Banim, she would be Re'uyo Liyarshay. And the same thing is when we talk about Banim, he has Baruch Hashem sons. What happens if he decided to go and give to his brother? He left the whole Yerusha to his brother. So what's that's the din? Parshat Pshat, the Lashon HaMishnah was, he's got to be Roy Liyarsha. If he has Bonim, he has Bonois, then the Ach doesn't get. But maybe that's what Rabbi Yochum Breik is coming to argue with the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yochum Breik is saying, is even an Acher who is Roy Liyarsha, not now, but in general, like a brother, like a father, like an uncle, if he selected that individual, maybe Dvarv Kiyama, because he's Roy Liyarsha. So Rabbi Yochum Breik, three lines before the wide lines. V'chitema, Rabbi Yochum Breik, Oimer. Biyachim Abreika, Afilu, Acher B'mokim Bas, Ubas B'mokim Ben Ka'amar. Maybe you're going to tell me that's the Machloikis Tanakama to Biyachim Abreika. The Tanakama says if you have an Acher B'mokim Bas, or Bas B'mokim Ben, Loi Omar Klomis Mas Amashikos Abatoyim. Said Biyachim Abreika, no, I'm very, very sorry. If you're talking about someone who's totally unrelated, I would agree with you. But if it's somebody who's Roy Liyarshi, he's within the parish of Yarshini. Meaning he's an ach b'mukim bas, or if it happens to be a bas b'mukim ben, then dvar of kayamet. Amish ain't a royal liyarsha, a person is totally not in the parsha, someone who's not even related, someone who lives in Australia and has nothing to do with his whole mishpacha garnished, then ain't dvar of kayamet. Also with this then we would have a machloikis in the Mishnah, tina tanakama, and a biyachim and broika. Are you going to learn that that's the machloikis? Vatanya, I have a beferish price that that's not the machloikis. Rabbi Yishmael benoy shul b'yoichem abreika. Oh, the very son of our Rabbi Yoichem abreika. Oimer, loy nechleku abba, my father, Rabbi Yoichem abreika, vechachomim, and the chom of our Mishnah, did not argue al acher b'mokim bas, ubas b'mokim ben, shloy omar klum. If it's a bas b'mokim ben, it's zero, it's gunished. Even my father holds that way. Oh, so when it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochum Abreika Oimer im Amal Mishroi Liyarshay, it doesn't mean a bas b'mokim ben. It means a ben b'mokim ben.
And, look at the snapshot right now. Who's
exactly.
Roy, who's not Roy.
Right, exactly.
And you want to give the one ben more than the other. You're saying so he's
or disinherit everybody but one ben.
Exactly. Well, that's also more. Just you're just saying big tas, and he's saying yesh b'chal masayim manam. Anyway, 100%. So Amar Nechleku. So then, where is the machloikis? Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochum and Breika, al ben ben habanim ubas ben habanois. Talk in the case of ben habanim, where he wants to prefer one son son number three, Lamushal, out of five children, to give him either more than everybody else or give him everything. Either of
doesn't that go against the Torah?
Oh, so let's see in a moment. Why? What you're asking is excellent. And if you go to the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara asks in the last three lines, "My time at Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika." Why would he say that this is not violative of the Torah dictates? We'll see Mitzvah shortly. But anyway, the Gemara says, "Daval." That is the machlokes that Abba, my father, holds to Abba Omer Yirash, that this would be good Yerusha if he gives one of the sons more than the others, or gives the entire estate, and the same thing Basbein and Balais. That's what my father holds, Yirash, and that's the Lashon HaMishnah. Ben Ben Habanim, Devar of Kayamim. Oh, that's what he said. No. If it's ben habanim, it does not work. No Yerusha, you cannot. Yeah, but that doesn't sound like our Mishnah. If you go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, it's only because it's an acher b'mokim bas, or it's a bas b'mokim ben loy omar klum. Is the chmashma that if it would be a ben habanim, it would work? Is the chvaytishver? I don't understand our Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that there's a machloikas avatanakama and a Birchen Membroika who's responding, but I don't know where the machloikas is. I tried to say that perhaps the Tanakama holds only ben habonim is mutra. Bas ben habonim would be liyom maklum, he's masna. But the Lashon HaMishnah, we could, if you will, manipulate a little bit. I don't like the word manipulate. We can massage it a little bit. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, when he says, Oma al Misha roi li yarsh et varv kayamin, he doesn't mean ben abanim. He means bas ben abanim, because she's also in the parsha of Yerusha vis-a-vis this individual, had there not been sons. Well, that would be a possible reading of the Mishnah. But the Gemara said, you can't read the Mishnah that way, because Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan ben Breika, said beferish, that that's not the machloikis. Everybody agrees that if it's a bas ben habanim, or it's an acher b'mokim bas, as is gunish, ein dvar of kayamin. So where's the machloikis? So Gemara, you have a good point. Iboyeseima and Iboyeseima. The Gemara is going to give us two pshat. Pshat number one, Iboyeseima, the Kama loy nechliku, mechlal de tanakama sabar nechliku. What is the Gemara saying? How did Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, start off the brisa? He said, loy nechliku. He starts off with a negative. He doesn't say that the machloikis is X, Y, Z. Loy nechliku, there was no machloikis between Abba and Chacham. Why would he start off on a negative note? Said Zigmar, probably because machlal the Tanakama is sabar nechliku. He heard from the Tanakama that there is a machloikis, legabi the case of acher b'mokim bas, or bas bein habanim. He heard that there is a machloikis, and that's the machloikis in our Mishnah. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shmuel had to run and say, no, Rabbi, say you're wrong, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees, acher b'mokim bas, bas b'mokim ben, shloi omer klum. But since he had to make this statement, lein echliku, apparently others disagreed. And those others, that's the Tana of our Mishnah. And the Tana of our Mishnah, the way the Gemara learns in the Iboyes Eima, is saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika holds, not only ben habonim can you prefer, but even bas ben habonim, and even acher b'mokim bas, you can also prefer, because they are in the parsha of the Reuyim.
How is the acher?
Very good. So if you remember when we started off, the acher means an ach. It's not really the acher with a resh. Okay. It's an acher. Now, how do I know this? If you look at the first Rishbam over here, on the second line, or oimer ish ployni rishani, afilu achev mokim sheyesh lahu mitzave bas. He has a bas vis-a-vis the bas. That person is an ish ployni, but even if it's his brother. And the brother, therefore, is in the parasha of Yerusha. Says the Tanakama, I'm very sorry. The only way that you can go and give someone something, if it's what it says in the Torah, to go and give the Lashon Yerusha. Look, the Lashon HaMishnah is not Matana. Ha'im Yishploini, Yerushaini. Biti Tirushaini, the Lashon Yerusha. Loi Omaklum, is Masna Al-Mashakosev Ba'atayim. Aha. So therefore, what the Gemara is answering is that the Tanakama holds that acher b'mokim bas, acher meaning ach b'mokim bas. And similarly, if you're talking about bas b'mokim ben, loy omaklum. Says now Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, no, im omer al mi shiroi liyorshe, not Vasher Husham in the present status, but someone that is in the parsha of Yarshining from him, which would be a Bas Ben Abanim, Lu Yitzur, that this person had no banim, so then she's a daughter. I mean, you can't take away from the fact that she's a daughter. So that's what Rabbi Yechman Rabbi came in. Ah, so the Machlokes says, Taka, Legabi Achir Mokim Bas, not Achir, a stranger, but an Ach from Mokim Bas, and a Bas from Mokim Ben, where the Tanakhama says, Lo Yom Maklum is Gunish, he's Mas Mashakosa Batayra. Rabbi Yechman Rabbi said, no, he's within the Parsha of Yerusha, and therefore, Dvar of Kayamin. Oh, so that's the Machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon Roikas, said, Chas Hashom, that's no machloikas. Everybody agrees that lo yamaklum, bas bin abonim is garnished. But our Tana holds that, in fact, there is a machloikas by bas bin abonim. But Ibo Yisema, if you will, an easier teretz, Ibo Yisema, kuli Rabbi Yechon Roikas, the whole Mishnah is one man, the Yom Rabbi Yechon Roikas. We have to make a small emendation. What is that small emendation? We repeat the whole Mishnah again. Oimesh paloini yirishayni, b'mokim sheyesh bas. Biti tirishayni, b'mokim sheyesh ben. Loi amar klum. Word for word like our Mishnah. Gunish. Now the Gemara is medayik. Ha bas ben habonois, u ben ben habonim. What, however, would be if it would be one of the set of yorshim in this particular case. A bas ben habonim, ben ben habonim. Im omar yirish kol nechosev. Even if he said, I'm giving one bas among multiple banais, or one ben among multiple banim, I'm giving him everything. Dvar of Kayamin. Who? Why is Dvar of Kayamin? Sher Rabbi Yochanan. You have to add Ben Breika. We're not talking about Rabbi Yochanan, the Amor, we're talking about Rabbi Breika. Aymer. Im Omer Al Misha Royli, Arshe Dvar of Kayamin. So with this new emendation, it's all one man, the Amar, it's all Rabbi Yochanan Breika, and he's saying, as long as you're talking about Bas ben Abonim, ben ben Abonim, one in the designated category of Yarshning in this particular case, it works. Of course, we heard a moment ago from Ariel, what's the basis? Why is that Mashakot Torah? We're going to bring a Pasuk in a moment. So now that we understand the Mishnah, one of two ways. Omer Yudah Mishmul, Halach Yerbichim Abreika, we pass on Yerbichim Abreika. That you can prefer one son over other sons, or one daughter over other daughters, and according to the first Lashon, you can even prefer, according to Yechim Abroika, a daughter over the sons, because she's also in the broader picture of Ro'oi Liyarsha, over her brothers.
Or her uncle.
An uncle, that's correct, 100%, or an uncle over a child, that's right. Amarava, look at Rabbi Breika, etc. Amarava, my time, Rabbi Yechim Breika. Aye. Masa Mashkos of a Torah. Ariel's question. Everything more Omakras is in the Pasik. Vahoye b'yoim hanchiloi es bonav, eis asher gieloi, leyucha levakris benu ahuva, ben yasnoa b'char, kev b'char ben yasnoa yak, el osa lepishnai. So now the question is, what do I need this whole long Pasik for? Vahoye b'yoim hanchiloi es bonav. The Pasuk is already established in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse, that this person has two wives, Ahuva Vasnua, and he had a child, a Bechor, from each one, and the child, the Bechor of the Snua, is his real Bechor, and older than the other one from the Ahuva. I would think that he might be able to go and play around. No. It's now the day of Nachla. Lo yucha levakir espenu Ahuva. You can't go give Ben Ahuva. He's not the Bechor. He may be her Bechor, but it's not his Bechor. When it comes to Dinam of Bechor, it's Oini Voracious Oini, Koichi Voracious Oini. You go after his Bechor. And so therefore, he cannot go make, he can't play around the Yuchel Avaker. But rather, the Pasuk continues on, this whole Pasuk is very, very nice. It's a nice introduction, but it really, it's unnecessary because we already have that the person has two sons, the son of the Snua and the son of the Ahuva, and we know that the son of the Snua is the older son, he's the Bechor. So the next Pasuk says, ben Ahuva, ben Bechor, ki es Bechor, ben Snua, ya ki los le bishnai. What do I need over here, this, vayu ben chil, as bana? So the Gemara darshins from this, ha toira nosler shusli av, lehancha lechol mi she yirtze. What the Pasuk is telling us is, yes, we've told you the basic rules of ben and then bas and then av and then ach and then doid. Yeah, all of that is true. However, since the Torah used the expression b'yom hanchilo yasbanav, it's as if he is being manchel. The nifter is being manchel. The nifter is never passed away. He cannot do anything. It's a Torah that mandates the order of the Yerusha. So what is this b'yom hanchilo? A Torah nosu shus, a person, the Torah empowers an av, a father, meaning every person in Klal Yisrael that has children, l'hanchel chol mishir tzadik mimanchel, to any one of those in the set that the Torah has established. So the Torah established a set of bonim. In that set of bonim, b'yom hanchilo yasbanav, he can go and be manchel to one ben more than all the others of the bonav, to the extent that he can even give one of the sons everything and the other sons zero. So therefore, that's the ikar why the Torah writes b'yom hanchilo yasbanav.
It's not written in scripture that the bechor gets double?
For sure.
So if he's doing it, what you just suggested, isn't he going around that? Meaning,
I'm very, very happy that you're raising the issue. We have to clarify when the pasuk says here that he's allowed to go and be manchel chol mishiyirtza. That only means the chelik poshet shabai, not the chelik bechor shabai. What does that mean? We're talking about we have five children. Since there's a bechor, then you have to go and split it six ways. That first. The Bechor Chelik
is irrevocable.
That's irrevocable.
Irrevocable.
You can pronounce it either way you want. But whichever way you pronounce it, you cannot take that away.
Right.
How do I know?
There's two rights to it.
We're going to see that in another line.
Mm.
So, Baruch Hashem, you're a Kemayon HaMiskabe.
Once a month, just during the Chodesh.
Just on the Chodesh.
I think it's the suspense of S. Goldie. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Gemara says over here.
What if it's a liberal son?
So now, our Mishnah, our Gemara, says, B'yom Anchili as Banav. He's being manchel to his Banam. He's leaving for his sons. He can prefer one son over the other. The Gabad Chedek Poshet Shabbai. What about, according to the first version of Rabbi Yechman Breika, according to the Iboy Yisayim in the first one, that Rabbi Yechman Breika said that even a Bas Bein HaBanam can be preferred? That doesn't fit in with the Drosha, HaTorah Nosar Shusli Av. For a bas to give a mokam banim. So it's not my kasha. The Rishbam already asked the kasha. If you look at the Rishbam, four lines from the bottom. B'yom hanchiloi. V'hav a motzi l'mechtav. You're looking on the wrong amid. It's okay. No, I'm just talking to Ariel privately. Don't take it personally. Four lines from the bottom. B'yom hanchiloi. V'hav a motzi l'mechtav. B'yom shenyin chalu banim. The day that the banim will be nochel. When the Torah gave you the mandate. The person passed away. Now, when the kids are going to go and split up the estate, oh, but it doesn't say v'im hanchiloi. Chol mishiyirtza mi bonav hein laharbis loy mi echav hein loy rishakol. He can go and be marbo. He can go and give them everything. Chelik haposhet. What about lishnu yakama de mishanin and liel de palik rabbi yechman break afilu bi acher b'mokim bas or the bas b'mokim lebanim ikalimay minami de mahocha nafkele. You could also stretch it a little bit, says Rishbam, and say that the word. B'yom hanchili as bonav, bonav is lav dafka. It means yarshav. Fil haroi li yarshai, yoyrish karina be. As long as you're the parasha of the ru'uyim li yarshai, like the bas b'mokim ben, in this particular case, there are bonim, Baruch Hashem, so she's not going to go and get. But at least hypothetically, theoretically, she could have gotten had there not been any bonim. And the same thing, the ach b'mokim bas, he would have gotten had there not been any bonim and bonis, and had there not been any father, etc. The nifter has a right to be manchel to go and prefer one over the other, as long as it's within the parsha of Yerusha.
I'm bothered that when we have a ger, we say he has no relatives, he has no yorshim.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that anybody who's related by blood to other Jews, everybody in Klal Yisrael is his Yoresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, as it were, if you're going to start to give this blanket, anybody is a Yoresh, in mm-hmm. the case of a Nichse Ager,
mm-hmm.
why doesn't it apply here as well? And even that Jew, that distant, far-reaching cousin in Australia, mm-hmm. who he's never spoken to, in generations, or his family, why isn't he a Yoresh? If a Nichse Ager is because there is no Yorshim, everybody native born in Israel is a Yoresh.
No, I hear you loud and clear.
I think it's the immediate family.
But what I think you're asking, just to
rephrase it,
slightly, why don't you go and say that he has a right to be in Manchel? If you're telling me the right to be Manchel, according to Rishbam, is not only those in the immediate case, because he has bottom, but even those in a theoretical situation.
The remote relatives.
Right. Maybe you go and say, B'Manchel, you just open up the door to anyone and everyone, because anyone and everyone in Klal Yisrael is a potential Yoreish.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. So what? Therefore, I think the reason is because the Lashon of the Pasuk and the way the Gemara is dashing, B'Manchiloi as Bonav, is already a class of Bonim here in front of us. He could be Manchil to them. What I need you to be Manchil? The Torah was already Manchil to your Bonim. The Torah gave me an additional koyach, an additional authority, that if I want, I can increase the amount that I'm giving to the Bonim. Sister, you only have $1 million in your estate. How can you increase it? You know, passed away. Yeah, but instead of giving each one of the five 200,000, exactly, it's in discretion to go and give him 500,000, the rest, the remaining 500,000, or to give him the entire million and give the others good, except for the chelik habechor shabai, like you pointed out. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, gesundheit. So it's within the bonim, and then the stretch according to Rishbam is lav dafka bonim. But his yorshim, he can be manchel to his yorshim as much as he wants, more or less. It's up to him. So that's the drasha of Rava. Now omele abaya, omele yucha levaker nafka. Can't I go and learn this drasha instead of from vayivayin machilias bonim? Learn it from le yucha levaker, meaning. Apparently, there is no machloikis between Abaya and Rava. No machloikis l'halacha. It's only, why are you dashing that pasuk? I l'choy have a better drasha for you. What's a better drasha? Because the same pasuk continues on. Ah, you cannot go and prefer anyone over the chelik b'char. The Chelik Bechor you can't tamper with. That goes to the Bechor, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Bechor two portions. The Chelik HaPoshet of the Bechor, as well as the Chelik HaPoshet of the others, that you can play with if you want to add or to subtract. And therefore, says Abaya, you don't need to learn Foy B'Yem HaChilias Banav, just learn it from Liyuchel HaVaker. By the Bechor, don't touch, but by all the others, you can be Mavaker, you can add, you can subtract, etc. And if that's the case, I don't need your drasha, says Abaya to Rav. Every more nishka kasha. We boy lay the kiddusanya. In fact, we need both psukim, because both psukim are going to fill the void and explain the situation. Whether both psukim kiddusanya, you have a price. Aben chon oma mishum Reb Lezer says in the pasuk matam alim liyuchel avaker. What do I need liyuchel avaker for? It already says in the pasuk. Ki a bechor ben asnua yakir, give it to the bechor ben asnua. What do you have to say, liyuchel avaker, to go and give the benu ahuva? I know. Torah says you give it to ben asnua. Zokimar lefisha nema voibir manchil yez bonov. The Torah gives authority to a father to be manchil. Shiyoch veledinu, I would make my own kal vachomer. Umadach poshut shiyofa koichai. If we're comparing the chedek haposhut. So the Chelik HaBechor, the Chelik HaPoshet is stronger in a sense than the Chelik HaBechor. In which sense? Poshet Shiyofa Koichoy Shenoichel Beroy Kibemuchzik. What happens if after a father, Rachmana Litzlan, passes away, he has whatever is in the estate, and then subsequently, Baruch Hashem, he won the lottery, he bought the lottery ticket before he passed away, he did not live to the big Yontif day when he won the lottery, and that lottery added another $1 million to the estate. Okay, so what happens now? Vis-a-vis the Bechor, would the Bechor get Pishnayim in that additional $1 million? And the answer is?
No.
No, because the Bechor
doesn't own. Actually, maybe so, because he does own an extra share in the lottery ticket. Mm-hmm. So the lottery ticket is it's Me'elov. They didn't go and work the vineyards and the fields to make this happen. It's a Me'elef thing, so maybe he does get it.
Can we think of a situation where the father had no connection whatsoever and the money came in after his passing?
His father passed away.
His father passed away? Would that be considered ro'i?
No, that's not right. Then he's not Moksak in that.
Right, his father passed away. He's a pashut. He's a pashut of he's he has a he's a yoresh of another party.
The point I'm trying to make is you're saying that perhaps the details of my example are not good.
They don't withstand
your scrutiny.
We had
the Shtar Chayiv, if money comes in subsequently. Fine.
Shtar Chayiv, it was something. There's a lottery ticket.
We're paying attention here. We're not just swallowing every example you're giving and saying, yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
Not rubber stamping.
Well, what's
sometimes.
I said maybe a little bit less attention would be good too.
Okay, so the Gemara earlier gave an example of if the Yorsha were Mashbiach the Karka, they went and invested in the Karka, that Kuli Alma Moida, that the Bechor does not get Bishnaim in the income because of that, those renovations or that improvement in the Karka, right? So that we all agree?
Yes.
Baruch Hashem. What about a poshet? Would the poshet go and get a chelik in the appreciation of
absolutely.
The property?
Yes.
Absolutely. Why? Why is the...
Because the state's intact. It's the state benefits. He's a shareholder.
Good. In both cases, we're talking about ro'oi, not muhsik, right? Something that came in subsequent as a result of the efforts of the Yarshim to improve the property and to renovate it and all the rest and to invest in it. So get what happened? Baruch Hashem, it's gone up in value considerably. All the pshutim are going to get a chedek poshet sheboy, but the b'chor will not get a pishnai. What's the reason why? Because the pasuk says, by b'chor, b'chol asheyimotzeloi, it's got to be motzoi, it's got to be muhsik, not ro'oi. But by pshutim about it, they're going to go and get. I mean, who else is going to get you? It's going to give it all to Uncle Sam. I mean, that's the reason why they invested and they worked and they hoarded it and they put in all their yigi and their efforts. So now they're going to get the benefit. So a poshet gets beroi kibbe muchzik, but a bechor does not get beroi kibbe muchzik. So therefore, says the Gemara, chadach kal b'chaymer. Ma poshet shiyofa koi choy, shenoyter keroi be muchzik. Ha-toyre nosna rishisli av, lahancha l'chol mishir. So we just said in the Omer Aleph, based on Ariel's question, how can an Av go and prefer one over the other, even though the Chilik HaPoshet is really strong, it's like ironclad, it's Noitel Keroi B'Kimamuchsik. In other words, nevertheless, the Torah gave the Rishus to the Av to go and make differences, to add, to subtract, L'Hanchel Chol Mishiyirtza of his Mishpacha, certainly among the Banim. So B'chor, Shehura Koichai, B'chor whose Koich to receive a nachla is schwacher, is weaker than the poshet. Why? Because of the poshet, and therefore he does not get the roi. So like Koshkin, I should certainly say that the father can play around with it, if you will. It's not as bulletproof, as ironclad, as the chedek ha-poshet. Even if it's roi, the pshutim are going to get it. It's a chedek ha-roi. Maybe a lottery ticket, maybe not. Maybe a shtar choyv, maybe not. Maybe an investment, yefshiyo, efshinish. So you see that his chelik is weaker. I would certainly think that the father would have the authority to go and play with it and take it away and give it to one of the other children. He cannot play with the chelik b'char. That chelik b'char belongs to the b'char. No playing around, no adding, no subtracting. You can go and talk about the chelik b'char and adding and subtracting, but not the chelik b'char. So now I know why I need a leyuchel avakir. But now, fakert, the yerm leyuchel avakir, ma tam loy vay miyom and chili as bonav, I can go and make a diuk. The bechor, don't play around. Leyuchel avakir, fine. But with the other children, you can add or subtract. So what do I need miyom and chili as bonav? Again, shiyochel. I would make a kal b'chayim, but I didn't. Ma the bechor, shura koichoy, she'en a noitel p'keroyer kim b'mochzik. But bechor, his koich is shvacher. What is koyich shvacher? That he doesn't get beroy. He only gets mcholashi imotzilai. So it's a weaker nachla. But omre toyra liyuchel avakir. Father, don't touch it. That happens to be bulletproof. Ironclad. It belongs to the son. It's a shvacher thing. He doesn't get beroy kimamuchzik. I don't care. What he is deserving of, he gets. Don't play with it. A poshet shiofa koyichai. Shenoytel beroy kimamuchzik. The poshet whose koyich is much stronger, because he does get beroi in the case of investing sons, etc. So I would think, lekoshkin the chavada, we should say to the father, Father, stay away. You have nothing to do with the chelik of the poshet. Mother, the chelik of the bechor, which is shmacher, you can't play with. Certainly you can't play with the chelik of the poshet to add or subtract. Tam aloyimer b'hoyim b'yayim al-chil ha-zbanavatayr nosar rishosli av-lehan chelchom yishiyetza. Yes, he does have the right to go, and when I use the term play, you know what I mean, to add or subtract, to allocate, to divvy up, to allocate more or less to one ben ha-banim. to the exception of course, the chelik b'chor that you can't touch, that you have to remember, because that says la yuchal avakir. But everything else, you can go and add or subtract as you wish. With this, we have concluded the elucidation of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin and the pshat in our Mishnah. And now we have to know, how do we paskin? So we already said in the Amud Aleph, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin, but as you'll see, not so simple. Omer Reb Zrika, Omer Reb Ami, Omer Reb Chanina, Omer Rebbe, Halach Reb Yochanan ben Broichin, like we said. Omer Reb Abba, Hoyre Itmar, not Halach Reb Yochanan ben Broichin, but Hoyre Reb Yochanan ben Broichin. Hoyre means also halacha, right? Is the moira halacha? He's telling us the dinner. So my commitment, what's the machlokes? Marsav halacha difo, marsav meiser rav. What do we mean over here? The first one, the Yomad says halacha difo. When the Rebbe is giving a shir and he's teaching us halacha, right? He's gone through the whole sugya, and now the Rebbe is saying for all the talmidim, Rabbeisai, we had a machlokes. Whether there's a machloikis in the Mishnah, we don't have a machloikis in the Mishnah, that in itself is a machloikis in the Gemara. We have two Iboyas Amos. According to the first pshat, there is a machloikis. According to the second pshat, it's cooler of Yoichim and Broika. Now that you've heard the Chesur Mechs of Achitani, now that you've heard all of the deis, you've heard all the back and forth, you've heard the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin, you heard the Chacham that probably disagree with the son, what's that look? A look is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin, you can stand on your head, that's it, boom. That's one, that's halach. The other one is a Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav means Nebuchadnezzar person passed away. He left over a bunch of boys, no daughters. He won't have a problem. Even if he had daughters, doesn't make a difference. So he had a bunch of sons. And then he says, I'm going to go and give to my third son of the five sons, I'm going to go and give him the Yerusha. Says the Rebbe who's paskening, he says, he's allowed to do that. So now the question is, which one of the two is stronger? When he gave it in the shir and he said, we paskel like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin, ben habonim, you're allowed to go and be manchel and give more, give less because of the pasuk. Or is it better in the Maaser Rav when an actual story happened that people said he paskin? Which one is better? That's the machloikis by benai. Now, normally we say in the Gemara that Maaser Adifo or Maaser Rav. Why? Because when you are learning something theoretically, says Rishbam, you're not on the hook for the answer. When you're learning this year, you're saying, it certainly appears that the halacha should be like this, and halacha. But when you're talking about halacha lemaisa, when you have a real live story,
that's the halacha lemaisa.
That's the
applied halacha.
Exactly. And then, maybe he's going to think of other reasons, maybe he's going to say, mishanish, you know, when I was learning it, I wasn't going through kalashas, but now that I have to really have to sit down, and exactly, and I have to issue a psak, I have to take into consideration, there's a Gemara in Maseches Nida, there's a Toisus in Erchin, there's a Chuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a Chuvas of Soif, and I have to look up the Tar. And what does the Noid of Yehuda say about this? And there might be Machlekes Tzoyis in the Sivas, and so on and so forth. So then, because now he's really on the hook, now I have to make the big time decision. So normally we say the Maaser Rav, and therefore Hoira is stronger than just Halacha. However, says Rishbam, there's a Sfar to go and say that Halacha is greater than Maisa. In which respect? Because when you hear a Maisa Rav, you don't know all of the background and you don't know all of the considerations that the Dayan had to take into account. You just know the bottom line story as it's published in the papers or as it's sent around by internet. Oh, this was the facts. This is what he passed in. How could he pass on that? Yeah, but mister, you don't realize that. Oh, I didn't know that. So therefore, says the Gemara, when you say halacha, there are no other influences on what he's saying. I'm just telling you, based on our Gemara, we pass Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin. That's it, fellas. Yeah, but I remember there was a Maaser Rav that happened by Rav Moshe, by Rav Yankov, by this, by that, and he paskined also in Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichin. You can't really bring a Rav from that situation. Maybe there were other things going on too. Like what? What else could there be? Very simply, maybe he didn't use the Lashon Yerusha, he used the Lashon Matana. Once you say Lashon Matana, then you open up the whole discussion falls away, because then you can really go and include even an Acher. You can even include a Gentile, presumably. Anybody that you want, because you can always give a present to anybody that you want. Okay, you're going to tell me there's a Lashon Sechonim, you can't give, I'm sorry, okay? Don't give to Gentile. But you get what you get the thrust of what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry?
Oy
dikhab, that's the best. Ah, fine.
But you can give to worthy causes.
No worthy causes, for sure. But anyway, especially Mishum, if you could find one, then...
ASPCA.
Oh, okay. Very good. That's a very worthy cause. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the point is, once you take away the word Yerusha and you put in the word Matana, remember we have the Mishnah back in Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis, which we elucidated yesterday. And some, as long as you have Matana Betchila, Matana Be'emza,
it cures the language of Yerusha.
Exactly. So maybe that was the case. You think from the Maaser Rav that we possibly bring him a breaker because he gave Ben Ben Abanim or even Bas Ben Abanim and all that. No, nothing to do with that because he Matana, and the Matana was already Chal Lefnei Moise before he passed away, and that's the reason why it was Chal. Nothing to do with the bring him a break at all. Oh, you didn't tell me about that. Mister, you know, I'm not here to go and tell you every minute detail and all the minutiae of the... I'm just telling you, this was the case, and this was the psak, and finished. Ah, says the Gemara, in such a case, Taka, halacha could be better than Maaser Rav, because the Maaser Rav, I didn't know that there were other considerations like this. Matana b'makim Yerusha, if I would have known, I would have realized that it's not because of Yechim Breika, even if you don't know like Yechim Breika, Matana works. Shaloi, if they didn't use the word Yerusha, even if he's not one of the class of people that is Roy Lirash, just simply because he gave Maton. So therefore,
that pattern may not have been totally clear.
Exactly what you're saying, as well as the legal pattern of the Rabbonim's decisions may not totally be clear because you don't know all of the considerations that they brought to bear in this Psak Halacha. Now the Gemara says, Sho'al, what happens if he asked Taka a real life situation? Someone comes to the Rav and tells him, I have a...
I think you skipped two lines. Tan Rabbanan, I don't think you said...
Oh, I'm sorry, thank you. Tan Rabbanan, two lines before the white lines. Thank you for correcting me. Tan Rabbanan, Ein made them halacha, loy mi pi. In our Gemara it says, Lomud, in the newer Uiz Vahada Gemara, they corrected loy mi pi Talmud, v'loy mi pi Maisa. Talmud would mean not based on something that we learned in the Gemara. You have a Gemara, don't learn halacha from the Gemara. For let me be mice and don't learn halacha from a mice that you heard that or Moshe Paskin in this case. Oh, if he Paskin, then I can Paskin the same way. What means that shiyom le halacha le mice? That you yourself asked. Poshet the Loshon HaGemara is that shiyom le, they didn't tell him Ramoshe Paskin, but they told him, this is the halacha le mice, this is what you're supposed to do. However, Rishbam translates it differently. If you look on the third wide line, at Shiyom Eloi Halacha L'Maisa, the Kivin Sheshoal Alidei Maisa Veinin Yoinim B'Dover Ela Mashu Imelehen Ein Loimer Tam Chozube T'lo Yoda. Meaning, we're talking about Halacha L'Maisa, not that he used the words Halacha L'Maisa, but rather a person asked, and he had a Maisa show you a real live story. Then Yoidim Bedover, and they don't know anything other than Elamashu Oimer Lehem, what he issued his psak. Ein Loimer Tam Chozube T'lo Yoda. Don't go and say.
Extrapolate from the verdict what the reasoning was.
Exactly right. So, in fact, says the Gemara, Sho'al, that's now the next line.
The first wide line.
Sho'al, he asked the Shaila, V'omer Loi Halacha Lemaisa, this is what you can do, this is what you cannot do. So since he's asking a pointed question to the Rav, this is my Maisa, and the person says, well, if that's the case, do this, Yerech V'yasa Maisa, then he can follow what his Rav, what his Dayan told him. Obavad Shlo Yedama, but he shouldn't go and make any parallels or dimyonis and say, well, since I heard from the Rabbi this way, so now, what happens if the facts of the case change a little bit? No, it's probably the same thing, probably no different. No. If you ask the Shaila, you can only rely on the exact psak, on the exact question that you asked. But don't start making your own parallels. Pray tomorrow.
This is the basis of all Talmud.
Exactly. All halachas like that. You have your Shulchan Aruch. But why do you have so many volumes of responses since then? Because it doesn't say the phrase of Shulchan Aruch. But I'm going to mean Medama. Since it's Shulchan Aruch ABC, so probably DEF would be the same, it would be different, or whatever. So that's the whole base of halacha, being Medama. Says Yimah Amar Vashi Hachikamar. You're right. Under normal circumstances, a Rav or a Dayan can be Medama one case to the other. But not by Hilchus Treifis. Why not be Hilchus Treifis? It's a sign you will learn in the Braisa. Mitchum will learn this in Chulin in the not too distant future. Ein Oymen Betreifis Zu Doim Lezu. For instance, if you have a hole in a Kaved, which means, of course, in the liver.
It's not a treifa.
Whether or not it's a treifa, a person might say, well, I know if there's a hole in the lung, right, that is a treifa, so maybe in the COVID it's also a treifa. After all, they're both very essential organs for the body. Vital organs.
Two lungs, but one liver, so... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And therefore, chulila, if it's a hole there, maybe a hole there.
The liver regenerates, the lung doesn't.
Okay, so ein oyim betreifa zu doim lezu. Val tisman, don't ask why not. Sheri choydcha mikan umeisa choydcha mikan v'choysa. What does that mean? What happens if the leg of an animal was severed? Now, where was it severed?
Above or below the akuba.
Exactly. And Rishbam doesn't talk about akuba as much as he talks about the tzaymas hagidin. If what happens if the tzaymas hagidin, which are lower down on the leg, if that was severed, the animal's going to die. If it's higher up on the leg, the Gemara says that's not a treif. That doesn't make sense. Come on, higher up on the leg, it's next to the whole body. If the bottom part, if you cut off, if you're going to tell me, that's a sure treifa, certainly higher, no, but that's not the halach. Let's look at the Rishbam. The treifas, about six lines from the bottom of the Yom. The treifas, Rishbam. The lamed zumizu. You're going tarfas hakovei min horeya. That you want to go and learn up that the hilchis reya should also apply to kovei, if there's a sircha, if there's a hole, is it not? Kinamrina. The chalifu v'kavda. Chalufa means the reverse is by the covet. Shein chayis or chiyus or evorim shava. You don't go and say that a covet and a reya have the same type of halacha, that their chiyus is the same and therefore a hole here and a hole there. Who cares?
Different type of vitality.
Exactly. Ein oyim betreifa zu doim lezu. Shari choydcha mikan. Betzoyim is hagidin. Toyim is hagidin is where the gidin get together on the bottom of the foot. Umeisa and the person, or not the person, but the animal dies. The mitzvah of bekach. Choydcha mikan. However, if he cut it higher up above the tzemes agidin, he could live. Even though he cuts away the entire flesh until he gets to that, that's kosher. Therefore, lower down on the body by the tzemes agidin, you're telling me if you cut over there, that's a treifa. Certainly, if you go up higher, I would think it's certainly a treifa. You're cutting off, amputating more of the leg by cutting. No. Don't learn one from the other. Ah, so when he said the Damen, he didn't mean in general Gabi Hilchas Maminis, Hilchas Isabhatr. So my Hilchas Treifis is an external, extraneous type of limud where there you cannot be Madama Milzalimis. Back to Imara. Oh, yes.
They changed the
Gersha
from limud to Talmud.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lomud to Talmud. Doesn't say limud with a yud, it says
Talmud. Talmud actually makes more sense. It's a better
Talmud?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
Talmud. Talmud means learning, or from the student?
Talmud Bavli means the Gemara.
Uh-huh.
So don't learn anything from the Talmud. Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, you look at Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Rambam, you don't look in the Gemara. You can start with the Gemara, for sure, but don't end with the Gemara. Amli Rasi Rav Yochanan, ki amulad mar halacha, hachi. If in one of your shiurim, you say halacha hachi, this is halacha. Navin maisa, can we go and perform a maisa based on that halacha hachi that we hear in the shir, Omar lo yisavidu adamina halacha lemaisa. Don't do it until it's halacha lemaisa. That during this, you have a real life situation where a person comes and says, Nebuch, the person's father passed away. They're bonim and bonois. Can I prefer one over the other?
Right.
Then, if I give you a psak, then you can listen to it. But don't based on what I say in the shir. Because when I said in the shir, that was more hypothetical and theoretical as opposed to halacha l'maisa.
Teach principles, not particulars.
Exactly. Am l'rav l'rav bapa l'rav huna b'rei d'rav Yeshua. Ki osi piska d'dina didi l'kamaychu. Rav is now saying about himself. If you ever see that I sent out a sign, they psaked in, I signed a tshuva, and it comes in front of you. V'chazisa beit percha, and you read it, and you say, I got a kasha from this toisa kasha, from this gemara, from this rosh, from this rambam, etc. Loi tikru'u. Don't tear it up automatically and say, that's good, it's worthless. Ada sisa kamoi. At least give me the dignity that when I come in front of you, you'll ask me. And once I hear your kasha, I isli taima, if I have an answer to your question, of course I'll share the answer with you. The lawyer, and if I have no answer, hadrana be, then I'll say I made a mistake. I made a mistake, and I'll clap my heart and say, I'm sorry. That's when I'm alive. Li'achamisa, if post-mortem, you get a psak din of mine, which you're not happy with, you find a percha. Don't just automatically tear it up and say, Rava didn't know what he was talking about. However, on the other hand, if you have taka percha,
don't publicize what I said.
Or don't use that as the basis of your psak if you yourself feel it's wrong. Let me take in the Avoy Hashem. Had I been there to have a minute of time, maybe I would have had a good answer. And even though I'm no longer around, maybe a future generation, maybe my son or maybe another Talmud or someone else will justify what I said and will answer your bercha. Why? When a dayan has to go and paskin a shayla, he has to go and look with his own eyes. Of course, he has to listen to everybody's sage advice, sure. But after everything is said and done, he has to look at the facts, he has to look at the law, and he has to make up his mind. So therefore, don't automatically take my psak din carte blanche and say, okay, it worked for a Moshe, it's going to work for me. It worked for Rav, it's going to work for me. No, no, no. You have to see the whole picture, all the facts, all the minutiae, as we said before, all the details. Based on that, go through that tshuva, look at other tshuvas, look at other sources, and then go and paskin whatever you feel is the correct. Sure. Have a wonderful day.